And so we are up to the kitchen cafe. So
Not very well, Rabbi. There's a lot of interference there.
Oh my God.
That's very good. Okay, I hope for the best. Thank you, the Omri. If everybody mutes themselves, it might not be me, but it might be me. I have no idea. Thank you, the Omri. There's only to say, this is going back to my point of Rav and Shmuel, which yesterday we said was talking about if the woman was in Arusa, her husband had done Kedushin, had never done the Suin, and then he died, and the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel was, the Yavam does one of these, deficient beers, because it was without das, whether she could eat Truma or not. Rav said yes, and Shmuel said no. Think of the Amri, there are those that say, the Rav agrees to what we said with Shmuel's opinion. This Ikka the Amri said there is no argument that if this woman fell from Erison, she would not be able to eat Truma. Meaning Rav agrees to what we said was Shmuel's Svara, which was that Yibum steps into the deceased's shoes and doesn't give her new husband, the Yavam, any more rights than her deceased husband had. And since he didn't feed her Truma because of the Rabbanon, the Gigzera, so the Yavam doesn't feed her Truma as well. The Le'achla B'chayyabal, keep Ligi, then an Nisuan. According to the second Lashon, the argument is she had been married, she had had Nisuan, she had been eating Truma, and now her husband died, and her Yavam did a deficient Bia. So Rav Amar Echela Savasachla Mikara, Rav says she can eat because she did eat before, so even if the Yavam just steps into her deceased husband's shoes, she can continue eating Truma. Again, during the period in between the death of her husband and the Yibum, she was not allowed to eat Truma. But when he does the Yibum, even though it was a deficient one, she can start eating Truma because she ate Truma under her husband. Therefore, she can eat Truma under the Yavam as well. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Eino Echelas. Shmuel says, no. A deficient Bia, even if it's done after Nisuan, even if the original husband had done Nisuan, and had all husbandry rights, and had fed the woman Truma, and now his brother does a deficient Yibum, the deficient Yibum cannot feed her Truma. Ki Rabbi Rachmana Bia Shargi Kameidin, Lidvarim Amurim B'Parsha. The only time deficient Bia works, makes no difference at what stage of marriage this deficient Bia took place, whether it was after Erison or Nisuan. A deficient Bia is limited to what the Torah talked about specifically, not for anything else. Rashi, now she goes back and eats with this Bia, because the Torah had said a deficient Bia works. So Rav, in this Lashon, is exactly like Shmuel in the previous Lashon. And Shmuel of this Lashon does not allow deficient Bia to work under any circumstance any more than what's explicit in the Parsha, which is to inherit her, to pater her tzaris, to release all other wives of the deceased brother, and that she no longer would be Kalita, a get would free this bond. Yes.
I have a side issue. What happens if the Yavam is a halal?
It's a separate issue, nothing to do with this Gemara. If he's a halal, he makes it a halala. I mean, again, was the husband a halal? I mean, it's a whole page.
The husband was a halal by the time the second son was born, he became a halal.
Again, the Mishnah in the ninth parak of Yavamas deals at length with this sugya.
Thank you.
So, yes, we can wait till then. Zakti Gemara Vait. In fact, the Gemara Vamar of Nachman Amar Shmuel Kosha Baal Malchi Yav Nachol. Right? We had, before we brought that as a proof to Shmuel, anytime the husband fed, the Yavim can feed. And in the first lesson, that worked perfectly. That means anytime there was Nisuan, the husband, the Yavam can feed, even with a deficient Ria. But according to the second Lashon, this is a problem, because Shmuel is saying that a deficient Ria will never give her Truma, even though the Baal was Machol. So it's a contradiction in Shmuel. And for the Gemara, Ema will answer you. Kol Bia Sha'Baal Machol Ba Yav Machol Ba. Kol Bia Sha'ena Baal Machol Ba, Ena Yav Machol Ba. It doesn't mean that every time the husband fed, the Yavam feed. It means it has to be the type of Bia that would have worked for the husband. No marriage can take place, regular marriage, without Das. That means the husband, in order to be able to give his wife Truma, had to have had Das to acquire her. And therefore, the only Bia that did the acquisition that she should be able to eat Truma with her husband was one that came with Das. So what Rav Nachman is quoting Shmuel as saying is you need that same type of Bia by a Yavam. Not like we understood it originally, that every time the husband fed her, the Yavam can take over even with a deficient Bia. No, Rav Nachman is quoting Shmuel as saying that any type of Bia that worked for the husband works for the Yavam. And any type of Bia that didn't work for the husband wouldn't work for a husband, because you cannot become a husband without Das. Wouldn't work for the Yavam to feed her Truma either, because it's a deficient Bia. Let's read it inside. And for the Gemara Ema, Kol Bia Sha'Baal Machol Ba, any Bia that would be enough that a husband would be able to feed his wife, meaning it came with Das, because no husband becomes a husband unless there's Das, Sha'Baal Machol Ba. Then the Yavam can feed the woman as well. The Kol Bia She'ena Baal Machol Ba, any Bia that's deficient, it wouldn't work with a husband, because everybody agrees that a husband needs Das. And a Yavam Machol Ba, the Yavam also cannot feed her Truma with that type of a Bia. Rashi, look to Rashi. Kol Bia She'ena Machol Ba, Kol Bia She'ena Machol Ba, meaning with Das. Without Das, there is no Chol Ba.
What is the Gemara
right?
Rebbe.
I'm sorry.
Rebbe?
Yes.
What does that be a good for then, for a husband? I mean, what type of kinyan is there? Anything?
Nothing.
Without Das?
Nothing.
She's not a nesua at all.
What?
Is she over a vera, or is it nothing? Beshogeg or
it's a man living with a woman without marriage. They're not married. For marriage, one needs Das. For marriage, one needs Das.
But don't we say by Yibum it's kind of for something?
Yeah, but the Torah said it's kind of for things, but only what's written in the Parsha. That's what Shmuel holds.
So it comes out that a Yibum Anus Bia is stronger than a Nisuin Bia.
Correct.
That was not,
which
was
is, by the way, true. Which is, by the way, true according to everybody. Everybody agrees that deficient Bia works by Yibam to an extent, and everybody agrees that a deficient Bia does not create marriage at all. That's a fact. You cannot marry a woman without intention to acquire her. A Yibam can acquire a Yibama. It makes no difference.
Wow.
I'm trying to figure out what's bothering you. Again, before you knew this Gemara, before you knew anything about this Gemara, Reuven wants to marry Rachel. Does he have to have Das to acquire her?
Yes.
And what if he didn't? He lived with her without Das to acquisition.
Then
he wanted to do this with her. He wanted to be Madonna with her. No Das for acquisition. Is he kind of her at all?
No.
Again,
if he did Kedushin with her before, prior, then yes, maybe.
No, because you need a chuppah. Again, you need a das to be machnas or l'rushus. You're getting involved with a bia das chuppah or not, which I don't want to get involved in. But the chuppah won't work unless there was das. Somebody has to intentionally want to bring the woman into his rushus, which is what chuppah means.
Okay.
Right? He has to want to bring her into her rushus. Again, let's say chuppah is her coming to his house. I don't want to get involved in all the shittos of chuppah now. But let's say chuppah is, once she walks into his house uninvited, she comes to eat the Purim suda there. Is that a nisuin?
No.
Because there was no das to make it a chuppah. You need das. Without das, there's no marriage. And by the way, by marriage, you need das on both sides. The man and the woman.
And by yibum, you don't need him. You don't need the woman.
That's the pasuk yivama yavo yaleha. You not only don't you need her das, but you don't even need his das to be acquired. He can be mechavim for his nus, and he acquires her. It's sufficient, but the Torah says it works. Question is, to what degree does it work?
Uh-huh.
Rav says, according to the second Lashon, Rav says, it works to put him into the husband's shoes, but not to give him any more rights than the husband had. So if it's an Arison, he cannot feed her truma. As we spoke about yesterday from the Ritva, he cannot inherit her, nor can he get her payris or anything else, because the husband didn't have any of those rights, and therefore he doesn't get those rights until he does it with a kavana to Mikaida. The fish and bia won't give him any more rights than the husband. According to this Lashon and Rav, the first Lashon disagreed. Shmuel's saying, more than that, he's saying the Torah made Xeris HaKasa that the fish and bia works, even after Nisuan, it won't work for any more than the Barsha said, because it's deficient. There was no das.
How do we understand the statement, Ki rami rachman alukmei b'makam ba'al la'alumei mi ba'al lo'i?
That's according to Rab. That's not according to Shmuel. According to this Lashon, Shmuel does not agree to that. According to this Lashon, Shmuel does not agree to that.
And according to Rav, what happens with a bow to marriage without? He also agrees that marriage without kavana, without das, is not a marriage.
Is it? I'm surprised. Did you ever think that marriage works without das?
I'm not before this Gemara.
Again,
how is it stronger than?
Because
then,
the Torah
here, the Yibum has a Zika. There's a bond that makes it stronger, and that's why it das does not require.
You're starting Zika again. No, the Torah made it Xeris HaKasav. I don't have to have a reason if I don't want to have a reason. I happen to agree with your reason, but I don't need a reason. The Torah said Yibum is different than marriage.
Okay.
I mean, everybody agrees you don't need her das by Yibum. Can't marry a woman against her das.
Different relationship.
Marriage definitely needs more intent than yibum. Came along the Torah and made Xeris HaKasav. Then not only don't you need her intent by yibum, you don't even need his intent for yibum. Question is, to what degree did the Torah say that? Now, in the first Lashon, Rav said completely, and Shmuel said just to take over the deceased husband's role. In the second Lashon, Rav says to take over the deceased husband's role, and Shmuel says, not even. And we were bothered with the contradiction in Shmuel, because Shmuel said, Kol shabal machu yava machu, which we always understood to mean that as long as the husband feed, the yavam can feed, and now we're saying that's not true. Our censure is it didn't mean that. It meant a type of bia that would work for the husband would work for the yavam completely. A type of bia that would not work for the husband would not work for the yavam at all. Basically. But now we're going to bring this brisa that we brought before. But unlike before, that Shmuel was able to give an answer, this time around, he won't be able to get out of it, as we will see. Meisva. Bas Yisrael Pikachas, a regular, healthy Jewish girl, she is Arsa L'Kayim Pikayach, had Kedushin to a regular, healthy Jewish man. V'lo Yisbik L'Kayim Tz'ad Shenis Charesh. However, the Nesuim didn't happen until after the man turned into a Charesh. So he no longer can biblically do Chuppah. He is biblically married to her as an Arusa. His Nesuim will be rabbinic. And therefore, Eino Yecheleth, we don't let her eat truma because it's a rabbinic marriage, not a biblical marriage. Mace, what happens if he died? The Nafla was a Yavon Keresh, and the deceased brother was also a Keresh, the brother of the deceased, a Keles, and he does Yibum, which is without Das automatically, because the Keresh is incapable of our level of Das, and therefore is considered a deficient Mia. She could eat. Now the truth is, this is questionable on Rav and on Shmuel, because this seems to say that an Arusa who has Yibum can eat Truma, even if it was a deficient Bia. And according to this lesson, both Rav and Shmuel said no. Let's continue. The Yavam is stronger than the husband. His deficient Bia can feed her. The husband's deficient marriage could not feed her. That's what the Brisa said. Now, according to Rav, this is not true. And according to Shmuel, this is not true. Because according to Rav, an Arusa that has Yibum that's deficient cannot eat Truma. And over here, from a Cheresh's thing, it's a deficient Yibum to an Arusa, because she's only biblically an Arusa. So Bishlamer L'Rav, Rav can give the answer, Mitaris to the Koras Mikara. Remember yesterday, we asked this in Shmuel, and we inserted part into the Braisa. We inserted that Enochinami, if he does a deficient Yibum after Erison, she cannot eat Truma. But if he married her and then turns into a Cheresh, she can continue eating Truma, and then if the Yavam does Yibam, he steps into the husband's shoes, and she can continue eating Truma. So Shmuel added a line to the Braisa, a new case, that he had turned into a Cheresh post-Nesuin. That's what we answered yesterday on the first Lashon of Shmuel. So Rav in this Lashon holds like Shmuel of the first Lashon, excuse me, so he will be metarated like we answered before. But Shmuel can't give that answer. Because according to Shmuel, even after the suan, a deficient bia can't feed her truma. Even after the suan, a deficient bia can't feed her truma. So how in the world is she ever going to eat truma with a cheresh yibum? And the Brisa says clearly that at one point or another, a cheresh yibum will feed her truma. Dr. Gemara Lishmuel Kasha. And for the Gemara, you're right, Kasha. We have no answer to Shmuel from this Braisa. Rashi. Bishlam al-Rav. Abagav the Hamas Nisim Prichalai, even though this Braisa is Shver, the Tani Akhla, the Abagav the Akhla Mikara. If you read the Braisa simply, it seems to say that this woman was not eating as a married woman because it was to a Cheresh. That the suan was to a cheresh, which wasn't enough to feed her, right? The Avakin of Fellas with Erison, for all practical purposes, it's like Erison, Amrullah Akhlat al-Rab. But Mataris look at the Matatina Mikara. He can give the answer like we answered before, Levin Ishmael. Surah Maksur Vachitani, it's missing a piece, and this is what it's supposed to say. Comes to Vakach Nisharish, a cheles. He marries her, and then she became a cheresh. Then he became a cheresh. She can eat. He adds a piece. Right, by inserting that line, that the Brisa brings a case of a woman that was eating, and her husband didn't turn into a cheresh to post the suan, so then you can say that the yavam steps into the husband's shoes, and she can continue to eat. Elul Shmuel, that filu a cheles b'chayim by the inyan cheles b'shua yavam b'piyah grua, that even a woman that ate during her marriage, that if there's a deficient bia, cannot eat truma. To Kasha, the Bia's Cheresh can be a Shaggy Goynesi. A Bia of a Cheresh is considered a deficient Bia. The Loikavana Sinyan, the Achman she can eat. And the answer is, we have no answer. You're right. It's a Kasha. The Ritva says an interesting thing. Why doesn't the Gemara say Chufta? This proves Shmuel completely wrong. So the Ritva answers that since we have to fix the Brisa for Rav, so the Brisa becomes a questionable Brisa. Meaning, had the Brisa been a straight Brisa and there's no way to fix it for Shmuel at all, it would have been a Chufta. But since, even according to Rav, we have to insert a case in the Brisa, so that means the Brisa is not accurately being transmitted to us. And therefore, since it's not accurately being transmitted to us, we need you can't slug a person up from such a Brisa. That's what the Ritva says. And therefore, the Gemara just says, Kasha, we have no answer, but it's not a Chufta. Because you can always say maybe there's something wrong in the transmission of the Brisa, but even Rav had to change the words of the Brisa in order to save his shita. So therefore, once you have to change the words of a brisa, you cannot use that as a tshuvta. Okay. Okay, Zamta Gemara Vayter. We are at Tana Rabbana. Bas Yisrael Pikachas, Chinis Arsu L'Kayim Pikayach. Once we brought in that brisa, so we go back to the case of that brisa. You have a Bas Yisrael Pikachas, a regular, healthy Bas Yisrael. Pikachas means healthy. That married to a regular, healthy Kayim. L'Hispik, the Kayim Tachin is Charish. But the Nisuan did not happen until after the Kayim became a Charish. Eina Charish, you cannot eat Truma, because it's to a cherish and it's without das, and the suan without das is only rabbinic, and therefore cannot feed her truma. Nailula ben, what if she had a son, a chelas? So this is a halacha we have not had yet, I don't believe, and that is a woman who has a son who is a kayin, the mother can eat because of her son. That means, let's say you have a bas yisrael that marries a kayin, and she has a son. And then the son, the father dies, the husband dies. Now, usually, a widow from a kayin cannot eat truma because she's not a bas kayin, and her husband, the kayin, died. She was eating because of her husband. So we learn that from Sukkim later on, and this is going to be elaborated on in parak number 7, that any wife of a kayin that has offspring from that kayin can eat truma because of her offspring. She has offspring from a kayin, so that she can eat truma because her husband, the kayin, gave her offspring. And therefore, she can eat truma. That's the halacha. So, Nailullah ben, a chalas, even though her husband couldn't feed her truma, right? Her husband couldn't feed her truma because he was a cheresh and the marriage was only rabbinic, but the bottom line is she has a son, a kayin. A son born from a rabbinic marriage, but nonetheless, he's a son who is a kayin, and he's not a chalal. Because nothing, no Averu was done. And therefore he can feed his mother. Meis haben, what happens if the son dies? Okay, she's married to a cheresh. She had a son, and the son died. With Nasreimer, a chalas. Nasreimer says, she can continue eating. So listen to this woman. This woman was married to a kayan cheresh. She was not eating truma. She had a son, she was able to start eating truma. Her son died. Now what happens now? She's now married to a Kayan Cheresh without a son. If nothing says, she can continue eating Truma. And she cannot continue eating Truma. My time is Rav Nathan. Why does Rav Nathan let her continue? She doesn't have a son anymore. And her husband can't feed her because it's only a rabbinic marriage. Amar Rabba Hayo Shekvar Achla. Since we let her eat during this marriage, because of her son, but since we let her eat, we're not going to stop her from eating, even though it's only a rabbinic marriage to a kayin. Now, let me explain this, even though the Gemara is going to slug this up, but let me explain this. Well, maybe I won't explain it, I'll just leave it as is, that since she ate from her son, even though he no longer is alive, she can continue eating, and the Gemara understands that she can continue eating because she had a son from the Kayan. Because she had a son from the Kayan who fed her Truma, therefore she can continue eating because of that son, even though he passed away. If that's the case, that even though the son is not alive, we let her continue eating. Any Jewish girl married a Kayan, a healthy Kayan, and she ate Truma. And then the kayin died. Teichu shekvar achla. Why don't we say, just like you said, a son continues feeding his mother even though he's dead, so let the husband continue feeding his wife even though he died. What's the difference between a son continuing to feed his mother even though he died to a husband continuing to feed his mother, to his wife, after he died? Right? Terence says, Elokim the mislay, pakulek nushasay. The minute he died, he's no longer married to her. She cannot eat because she's a wife of the Kayan. She's no longer the Kayan's wife. Achanami, even the mislay, Pakat Kudushase. So she's no longer the Kayan's mother. He's not alive. So a non-living Kayan cannot feed any of his relatives. So how can she continue to eat? That's Rabbi's question on Rabbah. Elam Rav Yosef, Sabar of Nassim, Nesuei Cheresh Machilim B'Truma, V'Loi Gazrina Nesuei Cheresh Atu Kedushi Cheresh. Meaning Rav Yosef argues in the whole premise. He holds that since there was a biblical erison, and really biblically she could eat in Truma after erison, and now she had a rabbinic Nesuein, the Rabbana let her eat Truma. So really Rav Nassim argues in the first case as well. He says that Abbas Yisrael Pekachas, is a chala. He doesn't say ain't a chala. He says she is a chala. He holds she does eat truma because she is married rabbinically to a kayan who she's an arusa from biblically. And therefore, we let her eat truma. So therefore, it has nothing to do with the son. The son makes no difference whether he's alive or dead. She's eating because of her husband. Amale Abaya. So according to that, why are we bringing the son in? It has nothing to do with the son. You're telling me she's eating because she is the wife of this kayan. So who needed the son to begin with? Does the Gemara Mishum Rabbanan? Because the Rabbanan want to agree that the son feeds your truma. So that's why we brought the son in. But really, Rav Nassim disagrees with the whole part of the Braisa. So why doesn't he argue in the Reisha? Let him argue right away. The Braisa said, Why does it say, why is this with nothing talking about Meis HaBen? He should be talking about she's married even before the son was born. Then the Gemara, you're right. Shavik luhu l'rabbanan ad mesayim milsayu. He waited to the Rabbanan to finish all their halachas, which was she does not eat as a wife. She eats as a mother, and then when the son dies, she loses that. And then he responds and he says, I disagree with this whole thing. The Nasr Aymer Echelas is not going back just on the case of Meis HaBen. It's going back on the whole Raisa. He let the Rabbanan say there are three halachas. This woman that's married cannot eat because it's a rabbinic marriage, not a biblical nisun. Then if she has a son, she can eat. The son dies, she can't eat. And Rav Nassim says, I don't get the whole thing. She can eat right away. In fact, the Gemara, then the order is wrong. Because if Rav Nassim is waiting for the Rabbanan to finish all their halachas, it should bring the Rabbanan's opinion before it brings Rav Nassim's opinion. It should say, Meis HaBen Eino Echelas, that's the Rabbanan's opinion, part three of the Rabbanan's opinion. Right? She married, she doesn't eat, she has a son, she eats, he dies, she doesn't eat. And then Rav Nassim should respond, Echelas, all the time. Instead of saying, Meis HaBen Rav Nassim Eimer Echelas, the Chachamim Eimer Eino Echelas, why would we insert Rav Nassim into the middle of the Chachamim if he's arguing in the whole thing? Ihaki, listening Meis HaBen Eino Echelas, Rav Nassim Eimer Echelas. Does the Gemara Kasha, we have no answer for that. But Eino Chinami, Rav Nassim holds that if she had a biblical erison and a rabbinic nisuin, she could eat truma. She doesn't have to not, it, nothing to do with the son. The only reason we brought the son in is to show you that the Rabbanan agrees that the son can feed his mom, and as soon as the son dies, she stops eating truma.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Rebbe?
Yes.
According, this is, who's this? This is Shmuel? What's his name?
This has nothing to do with Rav and Shmuel.
This is, Rav Nassim, right? Who's this?
Yeah, is it Rav Nassim? Yeah.
Okay, so has he had this halacha in Vayacheresh in every Indian, or Gabe this Truma Indian only?
Let me try to explain. Maybe I didn't explain well yet. See, what happens is as follows. Really, biblically, an arusa can eat truma. So this man did a biblical erison. There was really no reason biblically that this woman can't eat truma. She's a kayin zarusa, and a kayin zarusa could eat truma. That's the halacha. came along to Rabbanon because they were afraid of Simpun or Shabbatashka, right? They might, things might go wrong. So they said, no eating Tshuma till after the Chuppah, right? Now, he made a rabbinic Chuppah. Is that biblically she can eat Tshuma? Rabbinically she's married. She has Nesu'in. Will we allow her to eat Tshuma? So the Braita said no, because if we let her eat Tshuma now, people will think that even if the Kedushin was a Mechera, she can eat Tshuma also. So that means the Rabbanah made a Gzera. Really, she should be able to eat Tshuma, because biblically she can eat Tshuma, because she's an Arusa to a Kayan biblically, and rabbinically she can eat Tshuma because she's in a Suwa rabbinically. But the Rabbanah were afraid that people would get confused. And therefore they said that this Nesu'in Cheresh cannot feed her in Tshuma. She's rabbinically in Nesu'a, but it cannot feed her in Tshuma. Rav Nathan disagrees with that Gzera. He says, no, she's a biblical Arusa. Really, biblically, she should be able to eat. Rabbinically, she's in Nesu'a, so we don't make this Gzera. She can eat Tshuma. Now, did I answer your question?
But it's only Lagabe this Inyan. I mean, any, like, Kinyanim and other things that were... It's only got to be this prot.
No, what else are you talking about? You want to know the Yarshin, sir?
No, in any din of Cheresh.
What?
Any other din of Cheresh.
Give me an example.
No, a Kenyan. A Cheresh made a Kenyan.
A Cheresh to make a rabbinic Kenyan. That's what you want to know.
Is that Tali Machlekas of Nathan Rabbanan?
Right, that's
no, 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 no. A Charis cannot make a biblical Kenyan even according to Nathan. But remember, this woman was acquired biblically through Ariston before he became a Charis.
Okay, so, okay. Fine.
Rashi. Nailu Labana Chalas Mishobanak, the Sib Yilid Beisai, Haim Yaiklu Balachmai, the Prophet says, born into his house, they can eat his truma. Karbe yachilu. The Darshan, you live Mesa yachilu. They can feed their mother. Mesa ben va'av kayim. That's the name of Chalef, Yishul Baila, because of her husband. And he died without a son. So he should be able to eat too. And for the Gemara, Sabar of nothing. Yisui Cheresh, the kids of Kishupakea. Remember, the Kedushin here happens by a normal person. Machilim betumah. The Midaraisim mishas erisin echela. Midaraisim she can eat at the time of erisin. The Sibbe kain ki yikin nebishkin yin kasvay. Kain who acquires an acquisition. Hu yaychol bay miyad. The acquisition can eat right away. Rabbanu l'gazi achitikanas l'chobo. Rabbanu made exera, she has to wait to chobo. Mishim zera, because of exera. Shema yimzuku l'akais b'beis ha-miyad. Rashi picks one of the two reasons. They might pour her a cup. He might send her truma to her father's house. The tashkala chilacha, and she'll give it to her brother and sister. I mean, a mitzvah, bababi. I get that in the fifth there, a mitzvah. Hilka. Even the high b'shas kinyan havi ben da'ad. Since over here, this husband, at the time of Erison, was a totally normal person. Right? And the hashtech nisiluchabu, melekele migzah shemitashka, there's no more fear that she might feed her sister and brother because she lives with her husband. Achla, Abaloi Gizvina, Nisui Cheresh, Atu, Kedushi Cheresh, to Abar Kenyan Hu. But nothing doesn't make that Gzera and say, if we let her eat now, people will think that Kedushi Cheresh can feed. We don't make that Gzera. Rabbanon da Asri Gazvi, Nisui Cheresh. Rabbanon da Asr made that Gzera. The Abi Ben Da'at Mishas Kedushin. Right? They made a Gzera by a case when he did a biblical Kedushin. Atu, Hecha the Kutcha Kishu Cheresh, the Kinyan Elav Kinyan. I think it says Kinyan Elav Kinyan. That word is missing by me and Rashi. The way it's Kinyan is not a good Kinyan. Daizullah ben Lamali. Laloy ben Nami Akhlul of Nasim. Without a son, she could also eat according to Nasim. Shum Rabbanon. Lashminan, Hecha the Daizullah ben Maidu. So the question is, Vahadar Palik Alayu. Can somebody read me the next word, because I my Rashi here, I'm missing two words here. Rahadar Paligalayu, then he, I'm sorry, the Ein, I'm sorry, the Echelas, the cover of Nathan, that's what I think it's supposed to say. Achelas, the Rebbe Zin says, that kula multikoi. They're not safe in the base of them. Both in the case of the, when the father, son died. They're not raised to kaitim shenayim of them. The Kavir Rabbanan ain't Achelas. They said, they did not need, meaning he's arguing all the cases. Correct the Gemara. If he's arguing all the cases, Yahi, there are nothing in Aration Ami Poland. He waited. So So the order should be different. First, we should bring the whole Rabbanan, and then Rav Nathan should respond. Why are we sticking Rav Nathan into the middle? That makes it sound he's only arguing in one case. With the Gemara Kasha, we have no answer to that. Rav Amram said, "Hom hilsa amalon Rav Sheshes." Rav Sheshes told us the following halacha: "Va'avinu le'enan," and he enlightened our eyes. Mimasnisim. He proved it from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah, he enlightened our eyes to this halacha. Rashi, "Va'avinu le'enan mimasnisim." The Mishnah seinu hevi raya ledvarav. From our Mishnah, he brought a proof. "Ve'heir einenu ba," and he enlightened our eyes. In this halacha. What halacha is this? Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. A woman, a wife of Yisrael that was forced, somebody was mezana with her against her will, a married woman, an anusa. Abba Bisham Materis Levaila. She's mutter to the husband. We learned that from a pasuk that an anusa does not become usher to her husband. Sula Lakuna. She can never marry a kayan. Her husband were to die, Abana is mutter to a kayan. This woman cannot marry a kohen because she had a relationship that makes her usher to kahuna. Even though that very relationship did not usher her to her husband, so obviously we're not blaming her for anything, or are we saying that it has any consequence vis-a-vis her marriage. But for a kohen, she becomes usher. Rashi.
What if her husband was a kohen? What if her husband was a kohen?
I'm sorry?
What if her husband was a kohen?
She becomes Asr. An anxious Kayan Shenensa is Asura Lubaila. Here she's meaning what we're saying is an anxious Kayan Shenensa is Asura Lubaila. But this woman was not Asura Lubaila. And now her husband died. Still she's Asr to a Kayan. Rashi. Abhavisha Matarish Lubaila, the Sibhila and the Pas Asura. The Pasik says he's old and she wasn't. Caught. She wasn't forced. That's what she's asked. On the Prasim Mutaris. Sulu Lakuna, and Meg's Baila, let you not to the Kayan. If her husband dies, she cannot get married to a Kayan. That the Gemara of Tana Tuna. And our Mishnah is a Raya. Now the Mishnah says the following. It said by Yibum that Shagig worked, Mazid worked, Harol worked, Shlodjadarka worked, all kinds of different relationships worked, right? And then it says, and the same thing is true by Arayas and by Psulas. Now, what is the Mechain going on? What Kiddush are we saying? It says Psulas Lakuna. The Mishnah says Psulas Lakuna, right? Mishnah says Psulas Lakuna. So what are we going on? In this case, Sulas Lakuna. What are we talking about? Right? So, right? What is it talking about? What is the Chvachain teaching us? Lav, Loishna b'shaygig, Loishna b'mezid. Makes no difference, Loishna b'aynas, Loishna b'ratzim. Uktani pasla. Right? Somebody who lives with an erba makes no difference, shaygig, mezid, aynas, ratzim. She becomes pasla lakuna. One of the arayas is an eishas ish. Someone who lives with an eishas ish, maybe shaking, maybe mazed, maybe oinus, maybe ratzon, it makes no difference. She becomes pasul lakuna. That's what the Mishnah is teaching me, which is the halacha that Rav Sheshes learned from our Mishnah, that an eishes Yisrael Shenensa becomes pasul lakuna. Rashi, the Tana Tuna, Tana Didan. Tuna means our Tana, k'may avuna, our father, achuna, our brother. My v'chein, love, isn't it oinus v'shaygig, the Eishes Ish, the Klav Arayas, the Eishes Ish is one of the Arayas.
Well, how do we jump from there?
everything? How do we jump from just bought a nusa, the very beginning, and then tanatuna means what? The same brisa?
Tanatuna means like this. Rishayim just said that halacha, and he said you can see this halacha from the Mishnah. That's what he's saying. Because the Mishnah said that any arayas makes no difference. Shagig makes it Einis Ratzah, so she becomes Pasuk to Kahuna. The Mishnah is telling me that a woman had a relationship that's an Erga, even if it's Ba'inis, she becomes Pasuk to Kahuna. One of those arayas is Eish Hazish. That means a married woman had a relationship against her will, she becomes Pasuk to Kahuna.
What does this have to do with the Rav Amram's?
Someone said, Rav Sheish just told us this halacha and showed it to us in our Mishnah.
Oh, I see it. Okay, the Mishnah says we can call Balachas. Okay.
Magretin?
Yes.
On the last piece of Gemara, I thought this is where this Gemara was headed into. A woman has a baby out of wedlock, and the father is a Kohen. And now, in this case, too, where the woman was married and the person out of marriage.
Hold a second. We're talking about an Eishes Yisrael here.
Yes.
You're asking me a different question. You want to know if a Kohen has a child with a woman out of wedlock? Is she a Truma?
Well, both in and out of wedlock. Yes.
Well, I don't know what you mean by both.
In other words, whether she's married, a Pnuya, or she's an Eishes Yis, the child, is the child a Kohen?
A Mamzer is not a Kohen, if that's what you want to know.
So if it's an Eishes Yis, then she certainly can't eat Truma. And if she's a Pnuya?
She could.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but you did bring up an interesting point, which will be a Gemara at the end of the ninth Perek. Which is a woman marries a Kayan. She has a daughter. Right? She has a daughter. I'm just giving an example. She has a daughter. Her daughter has a relationship with a guy and has a son. Right?
Yeah.
And who's a mamzer? According to one opinion, we had this as a machlokes in the fourth parish. Let's assume for argument's sake that he's a mamzer. So this woman who's married to a Kayan has a grandchild who's a mamzer, but it came through her daughter from the Kayan. She can eat truma because she has children from the Kayan. That's Salah.
Because her daughter had a child, but she was not. Her daughter was not an Eishes Yis when she had it.
It doesn't make a difference, even if she was. She has children from the Kayan.
Uh-huh.
So this will be assumed in the ninth parak, so maybe we'll leave it for there. But that's the Gemara's discussion in the ninth parak.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on. Zot the Gemara right. And for the Gemara, no raya from our Mishnah. Loi, my v'chein ha-ra. When the Mishnah said v'chein ha-bo'achas mikav svarayas, the Mishnah didn't mean shaygi gemezit. It meant that ha-ra is answered by arayas. Correct the Gemara, ha-ra the man. Which hara are we saying? Ilam hara darayas. Remember darayas afilim yavama? The Mishnah makes it sound that we're learning out arayas from yavama. B'chein, same thing is true by arayas as it is by yibam. Adarabba, yavama yavinam arayas. Think hara by arayas. The Pasuk wrote hara by arayas. Arayas is not derived. Arayas is the source. Why would the Mishnah say alokha by yavama and say the same is true by arayas? As if Yavama is the source. It's not. Right. So, obviously, V'chein is not going on Hara. V'chein is saying that we're saying Arayas is similar to Yavama. That means Yavama is the source, and Arayas is the derivative. It can't be going on Hara. See, Shaygig Amazin, Einis and Ratzin, I can see. The title revealed to me by Yavama that a deficient Bia counts as a Bia. The Mishnah, the same thing is true by an Arayas. A deficient Bia counts as a Bia. But by Hara, you can't tell me that the source is Yibum. If anything, the source is Arayas. Rashi. It's not blindness, it's beratzen. How could the Mishnah say as if we're learning it out from Yavama? You're not learning this out from Yavama. And for the Gemara, you're right. Ela b'chein ha-shaloi k'darka. Daraya. B'chein, again, the Mishnah said a whole bunch of halachas by Yibam. Tehara, it said shaloi k'darka. It also said shaygi g'nayin, it's amazing. So we originally assumed that the b'chein is going on the shaygi g'nayin, it's amazing. Now we're saying, no, it's going on the shaloi k'darka. Check the Gemara again. Adarabba, Iker Mishka Ve'isha Barayas Ksiv. The halacha of Shloka Darka is written by Araya. So obviously, the chain is going on Shaking Amazing. Meaning, Rav Sheshes' Raya is good. Can get out of it and say the chain is not referring to a deficient beer. Because what is it referring to? Haro? Arias is the source. Shloka Darka? Arias is the source. So what are we deriving from Yibam? The only thing we could be deriving from Yibam or comparing to Yibam is a deficient B of Shaggy Gemazin and Inus. And for the Gemara, no. Alamai v'chein, ashaloi k'darka d'chai v'laman. Meaning, you're right. Araya says Mishka v'isha. But how do I know d'chai v'laman that shaloi k'darka is chayav? That we compare to Yibam. Just like by Yibam, shaloi k'darka works, d'chai v'laman. Shloi Kedarka counts also. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shloi Kedarka, depending on Yavama Lechili Ben Bia Lebiya, the Hanu Ben Darka, Shloi Kedarka. No difference between Kedarka and Shloi Kedarka. Allah tell me, B'chein Abu Al-Achas B'chol Arayas, Pasta Lekuna B'shem Zayna. U'l'aylam B'ratzen B'gmar Bia, U'l'aylam B'ratzen B'gmar Bia Bia Miyavama. Yavina Bava, we learn that, but we'll call it Shloi Kedarka. And the question is, Adarabba, Arias is the source. It says Mishka Meisha. Ela Mai Bechain Shloi Kedarka Dechai V'Lavim. Amanu L'Kain God, L'Gusha V'Chalut V'Kain Hedit, L'Chsib B'Hu Mishka Meisha. It doesn't say Mishka Meisha. Av Mishim Harol, L'Yitzchuk V'Nisnei. For Harol, you wouldn't have to say it. But Rabbeinu Leo Harol Dechai V'Lavim Mikicha Kicha D'Arayah. You learn that Harol Dechai V'Lavim from Kicha Kicha D'Arayah. And therefore, for Kishloi Kedarka, we learn it out from Gibbon. And that's what the Mishnah meant by Bechein. So it's no proof to Rav Sheshes. That doesn't mean he's wrong, but we can't prove it from our Mishnah. Fine. We will stop here today. We'll continue in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. I don't know where I'll be tomorrow, either on the road or in Lakewood or in Cleveland. It's snowing here in Lakewood. I just don't know what the weather will be like on my way home when I go home today. We'll see. I have to play it by ear.
Rebbe.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Mazel tov.